The Eyes to the Skies Festival is back. Lyle Community Park, July 4th through the 6th. More than 20 balloons, morning and evening launches, and tethered rides available. Live music, 50 unique food vendors, and a massive kids area. Nightly fireworks and balloon glow. Visit eyestotheskies.org.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today. And listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Father's Day sale at Ace. Hurry in and save hundreds on Dad's favorite brands like Milwaukee, DeWalt, Craftsman, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, Ace has an extensive lineup of steel outdoor power tools, so you can be sure to find something you'll love. And save time when you buy online and pick up in store. Make this Father's Day one that Dad will always remember with great gifts from the best brands. All at your local Ace. Offers valid on select items at participating stores through June 17th. See store for details.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Oh, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep. Fairies. Golf. Charming Castle. Charming Castle. Charming Castle. Charming Castle. Charming Castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
The top of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making the 25th anniversary so special. Thank you and see you in October.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
Listen, I mean, we hit Bernie twice yesterday. Buzz by his tower there, one pitch. So I kind of had a feeling it was gonna happen. I just thought it was high. That was it.
Did you have a feeling it might be you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Middays on the Score.
Deadly weapons thrown at guys' heads for no apparent reason. This hour is brought to you by MegaPros. Repair, remodel, renovate, megapros.com. Connor McKnight, please provide me with a single-digit number.
This one has stakes to it, too. There's a big thing on the line for a pair of tickets to go see the Cubs and Sox. And 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Caller 7 right now. Nice job, Connor. To the contest line. The contest line. 312-591-6700 is going to win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs take on the Sox at Wrigley Field on Tuesday, courtesy of 670 The Score Radio, home of Cubs baseball. We have another pair of tickets to give away between now and noon. That will be a pair of tickets to Wednesday's game. We are talking about some of the ongoing silliness and stupidity in baseball between big, rough, tough baseball players that need to throw things at each other, and then they hit you through something at me. I'm just throwing something at you.
So you heard Nolan Arenado coming back there, and there's a bit of, I don't know, understanding and resignation in what he's talking about. Like, he was asked, did you think it might be you? And he said yes, and then everyone laughed. And it is kind of funny because he's the Rockies' best player, so that kind of understanding, the knowledge, his knowledge that a baseball's coming at him at some point during the game is, you know, it's kind of funny. It's gallows humor a little bit. I just think, though, that his understanding of having to play the game that way masks something that's going on with a lot of players. I mean, you ask Tim Anderson, you ask Javi Baez, they've both been pretty outspoken about it. Neither of them really want baseball to be played this way anymore. Neither of them are all that interested in keeping up the kinds of beef that necessitate playing this game anymore, except for maybe Tim with the Royals, and even then he's not hitting or throwing at anyone. He's just socking a whole bunch of dingers when he gets the chance. There's a growing segment of players that are less and less interested with playing this way. That is fact. Inasmuch as, and it is still the same, and it is also fact, that there are still players that are accepting of playing the game this way. I don't think those two forces are like necessarily fighting each other right now.
Well, the primary force also is old managers, and we know that that's changing too, as front offices increasingly are controlling teams and will not want to put their prized assets in harm's way needlessly. I think that that's going to be a force to end some of this stuff.
Maybe, yeah, but I do think, though, that the new school manager, you know, this idea of your, you know, Gabe Kapler heading out there with all of his analytics or, you know, whatever, I think these two ideas are somewhat exclusive. I don't think that just because you're a new, vastly underpaid and less experienced manager that you will also think that this beanball stuff needs to die, because players get that from all kinds of different places, whether it's your high school coach, whether it's your little league coach, whether it's some coach you had at single A that pounded this into your brain. You can be interested in like the pitch lab and Kinetrax and all the binders of information, and also think that this kind of thing is how you stop your best hitter getting hit.
This hour is brought to you by MegaPros. Repair, remodel, renovate, MegaPros.com. It's Tony and Mattson on the score. Tony!
What's up, man?
All right, no Tony.
We missed Tony.
Instead, it'll be Jay on the north side. Hello, Jay.
What's up, guys? Hey, typically agree with you on most things, love the analytics, but totally disagree. Last night, the Cubs did what they pretty much had to do.
Why?
And I do think it put Denver in check, or Colorado in check, because you can't let somebody... How many games did they play where Bryant's been hit in the last, 10 games?
But it obviously doesn't deter them. That's the point.
Last night.
It's not a matter of let.
Anybody else hit again? I don't think anybody else hit again. Dan, you can't let somebody come in and just throw out
your
best. It's
not a matter of... The problem is the word let. It doesn't change anything.
You think they're not doing it on purpose?
No, I know, but nothing you do is going to stop them from doing it.
It did it last night. They hit Arenado.
No, the umpires did.
No, the umpires did that.
It doesn't matter. It would have been control it. You can't let somebody.
No, you can stop saying
stuff.
Again, it's the problem.
I'm not going to stop saying let.
Yeah, the problem I have.
You're trying to let them do.
No, the problem I have is with the phrasing. The fallacy of let.
Have another team.
You can if
come
they want,
in and throw balls at.
Yes, you
Rizzo,
can. Because they're
Bryant,
going to do it no matter what you do.
No, they're not.
Yes,
you
they are.
Arenado, it's going to stop.
No.
It's going to stop.
It's not going to stop.
Eventually, it's going to stop. And it did.
No, it's not. The umpires will stop it.
So how many times do we have to let Brian get hit in the dome?
Again,
sent up the chest.
Nothing. It's the word. Here's the thing. Rephrase it. Rephrase your point without using the word let.
Man, I'll put it in any layman's terms you'd like. You put it however you want to phrase it.
It's not layman's terms. Just rephrase the opposite of layman's terms.
When we get down to the brass tacks of it, it's all the same.
Jay, can I ask you?
You cannot have another team throw at your best players all day.
There's nothing you can do to stop it.
You did last night.
No, the umpires did.
Brian wasn't in the game, so it wasn't necessarily stopping him.
Jay, can get some more chin music?
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Jay, let me ask you a question.
You're not afraid of anything.
Let me ask you a question, Jay. Hold on.
Go ahead.
You know the Cubs don't get the Rockies the rest of this season, right?
They do or they don't? Or
they do
know,
not. They don't. They don't play the Rockies the rest of the season. So just for what it's worth, right? Let's work with that premise. Let's say they get a one-game playoff. Let's say they get a five-game series. Do you think that any part... I'm genuinely curious. Do you think that any part of this beanball war will affect a playoff series between these two teams?
Absolutely. No one's throwing at anybody.
Because it's a playoff game, though. Not because
Correct.
Of some beef you... Well, but not because
Correct.
Of some beef you had in the middle of the season. It'll be because it's a playoff game, and you can't afford suspensions, and you can't afford losing players, and you can't afford injuries on either side for the rest of the series.
Look, losing Bryant, Baez, Rizzo, any of them right now is just as vital as it is going to be towards the end of the season.
Well, no. I'm asking because I'm not disagreeing with that. Obviously, losing your best players is a bad thing to have happen, and the best way to do that is to engage in some sort of beanball war that's going to get everybody knocked out. What I'm asking is, you said that the Arenado hit by pitch put a stop to things. So the logic, the next question then, the follow up has to be, where then is it going to stop next time they play? And it's not going to be because he got hit, because Hamels hit him. It's going to be because it's a playoff game. Yeah, so the whole point of this beanball war the last 2 days was nothing by both sides.
And didn't Brock hit somebody in the ninth? And wasn't Hamels hit after that, too?
So there, yeah, Hamels was hit.
It's all a fallacy. This idea of it somehow self-polices and somehow keeps guys, we can't let that happen. It happened. You can't make it unhappen.
And still the most wrong thing he said is that he implied Dan would want anything in layman's terms.
David is in Galena. He's next on the score. Hi, David.
Hi, fellas. How you doing?
What's up?
Fine.
So in cricket, there's a similar type of ball. Now, we bounce the ball before it comes in, but if you've got a fast bowler that's bowling at about 90 miles an hour, if he throws the ball a bit shorter so it bounces higher, it has the same effect. It intimidates the batsman. They're going to try and get their head out of the way. Now, we wear helmets that have peaks out the front, technology, face grills. And if you guys Google a guy called Philip Hughes. It was maybe 7 years ago or something like that. He had a ball coming at him. He turned his head to try and protect himself. And it opened up the back of his neck, which was just under his helmet. And the ball hit him and it actually killed him.
Oh.
So I kind of think there are bigger, and this is a professional cricketer, Australian cricketer, playing in a domestic competition, and it just got him in that spot. So I think there's more to it than just, you know, hit him and he got injured and, you know, he's going to sit on the bench for the rest of the day and someone else will pick someone else later.
Yeah, I mean, there's inherent danger to this. I am I'm uncomfortable learning that much about cricket fast.
If you know this show, you know.
Kind of sandbag me there.
Yeah, that Connor McKnight does not want to understand cricket.
Oh, Connor, I drove by two cricket games this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, there's in Carroll Stream, there's like an area next to a park where they have it set up. And I guess on weekends there are matches that take place.
Oh my God, honestly, Warren Park all the time.
All the cricketing.
It's nothing against cricket or even David. I'm just worried that if I start learning anything about cricket, it's going to force out other information that I need. And the brain space that I have, the functioning power that I've got is so small as it is. I'm barely hanging on. So if I learn anything more than wicked googly about cricket, I'm worried that something is going to fall out of my brain and I'll just be completely incapacitated.
On the south side, we find Delino. He is on the score as part of this discussion. Hi, Delino.
How y'all doing?
Great.
Doing good. I got a question. I know before the series started against Colorado, or right after the first game, I believe it was, Joe Maddon said that they had played Chris Bryant because they knew he could get a couple home runs. I was wondering if you think that the Rockies that took that a little bit personal, and that's why they hit Chris Bryant a couple times in those games.
I would doubt it. It's Coors Field. Everybody can hit a home
right.
run there.
Who can't hit a home run?
I mean, like, I really don't. I understand the question. I get it. I don't think so. I think at Coors Field, you got to understand that anybody can get one up in the air and get one out.
Yeah, that's just part of it. Everyone's a power hitter there.
Yeah, I don't think so. By the way, speaking of, you know, Cubs get the Dodgers, and it's going to be Kershaw and Lester, which will be a fun one. It's a 9-10 start here tonight on the score. Have you read much about the Coors hangover effect?
No.
The potential of it. It's much debated. It's a hot topic between hitters and pitchers alike. But the idea is this, and I want to see if you buy into this. I want to see if Cubs fans, if our baseball fans have heard about this, have read about this, or believe in it at all. You know, when you go to Coors Field, your stuff doesn't break as much, right? Your curveball's not curving, your slider's not sliding, even your cutter doesn't cut quite as much in that thin, thin air. And we saw it happen a little bit, too. Steve Cishek got hit prior to the game just while warming up with Brandon Kinsler. You've seen the video. He goes down like a sack of potatoes. They're just playing catch on the down the left field line. And Cishek said that it was mostly because a cutter just kind of moved a little bit differently from Kinsler's hand in this thin air. It caught him in the hollow of the knee. It caught Cishek in the hollow of the knee, and he went down, and the Cubs are hoping that it's just a couple of days for a reliever that's been pretty important to Joe Maddon over the last year and a half or so. So it happens. It exists. Like, that is not in argument. What is, though, is this idea that a hitter gets up to Coors Field, and the Rockies have done some stuff to combat this, that you get up there and you're not seeing the top-notch stuff from any pitcher you face, right? So Cole Hamels was good yesterday, but Cole Hamels, with that stuff would look better anywhere other than Coors Field. So now this offense, whether it's the Rockies or if you're there for a 3 or 4 game set as a visitor, now you go somewhere else. And now maybe you got used to that curveball not being quite as sharp, and now it's some sort of hangover effect. Some hitters,
sequencing changes because of your level of confidence in the feel of a certain pitch.
I'm talking about hitters. Not necessarily, you know, they go from kind of seeing like, it's like going to the batting cage, and instead of going to the fast pitch, you're at medium. And you're like, all right, this is, yeah, I can handle this kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden you leave Colorado, and now you're going to L.A. or, you know, wherever.
Well, is
and
there everything's statistical evidence of this?
There is a little bit, but because of a sample size, nobody's been able to kind of rule out the noise that might exist in it. But there are a number of hitters that'll tell you, yeah, they'll take the Rockies will take like extra cage sessions or a little extra BP or something like that just to get used to the way things break anywhere other than Colorado. I find it very, very interesting, and maybe it's something that that now with these cameras and with high tech stuff, you're able to kind of fight a little bit more once you leave Colorado. I don't know.
I love the direction the Texans are taking. Some of this stuff says, "Ha, Connor just learned the location of 2 cricket games in the Chicago area. There goes the name of his second grade teacher."
Mr. Barnes. Got it. That was close.
The 509 says, "I'm imagining during one of the breaks, Connor learned so much about cricket he forgets how to breathe."
Job, what?
No, that's cerebellum and medulla oblongata, not necessarily cerebral cortex.
I've had that give up on me every now and again, too.
I think you're okay. This segment brought to you by Campland RV. Head on over to Campland RV for their 58th anniversary sale now through the end of June. Find great deals on RVs and campers. Campland RV, RV buying made easy. Just a short drive off I-94 in northwest Indiana. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network and NFL.com will give us a more national take on some stuff going on with the Bears. And you notice that there's a lot of these OTAs are being cut short by magnanimous coaches deciding to have the players say, oh, thanks.
You get the last day off.
Yeah, they're doing all kinds. It seems to be in fashion. I want to also find out what's going on with potential movement around the league toward 18-game schedule and where we are with that. And he's going to have the latest for us. So everything NFL with one of the top reporters out there nationally next with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Steve Stone, Lucas Giolito.
If you accept the fact that he was a bottom 2 or 3 starter in all of baseball last year, you'd have to say he's a top 2 or 3 starter in baseball this year. Now his control is almost letter perfect. Wherever he wants to throw that 4-seam fastball, he seems to throw it.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. The Warriors first began playing at Oakland's Oracle Arena back in 1966, enjoying a tremendous run with the likes of Rick Barry, Al Attles, and Jamal Wilkes. But after the 1970s, they were practically giving away tickets. Of course, in recent years, the old building has been the rocking, sold-out home to an entertaining, game-changing dynasty. Will that era end this evening in the final game before the team moves across the bay to San Francisco? Or will the 2-time defending NBA champion somehow force a Game 7 back in Toronto on Sunday? Golden State's biggest fan literally will be watching from a hospital bed. That would be Kevin Durant, now recovering from Achilles tendon surgery. I know my brothers can get this Game 6 KD Instagram last night, and I will be cheering with Dub Nation while they do it. I do like Golden State tonight, but Toronto overall. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Get to Old Navy's Best of Summer Sale now for the best summer styles at the best prices. Get $2 flip-flops, $4 tanks, $6 tees, and $8 dresses and shorts for the whole family. Summer styles are just $2, $4, $6, and $8. $2 flip-flops, $4 tanks, $6 tees, and $8 dresses and shorts. Can't wait to wear it? Buy online and pick up in-store for free. End soon at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/10 to 6/18. Excludes gift cards, today only, and two-day only deals. Store clearance, register lane items, and jewelry.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. And then you can save up for I don't know, really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying, it's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Napa know-how.
At Napa Auto Care Centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, which is cause to celebrate. Because normally the sound of screeching brakes means your bank account's about to take a hit. But getting $75 back makes that hit not so bad. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
It's easy to donate your car, boat, or real estate at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Our donation experts will ensure your donation experience is quick and easy. Plus, you'll receive a maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remain balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Kyle Hendricks. Kyle, how much can you share about the level of accountability that you guys have to each other? And I don't even mean from a coaching staff or Joe or even Theo and Jed, but inside the clubhouse, how does that manifest itself in everyone trying to pull from the same end of the rope?
Yeah, you know, we've gotten so close, I think, just through our experiences over the last few years together. And it's just such a special culture kind of in this club. You know, we're all brothers, we're all family. And whenever somebody new comes in, I think they can feel that right away. They're just accepted, brought right into the group, and that's what we feed on, you know. So that's really where our heads are at going into the season, is lean on each other, be accountable for one another, be accountable for yourself, and everything starts and ends with the group of guys in this clubhouse. So we know it's all under our control, and we just need to go out there and play.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
What a time to be a Cubs fan.
The Score's Danny Mac on the Cubs.
We are so in the sweet spot of the golden era of Cubs baseball.
Cubs win the ballgame.
I look forward to every broadcast. I'm not saying that because I work at the Cubs flagship. It is great to see what this organization has evolved to, and bring it on.
And this is where you hear Pat and Ron call every game. We are the official radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Kyle Hendricks, all right, I'm going to try really hard to not take you back to that place, but I am curious. The season ends, the Rockies move on. How long did it take you personally to get over that?
It took a while. Yeah, it took at least a few weeks. You know, close to almost 3 weeks, I'm sure. Because for those first 3 weeks or a month, you're resting up, you're not doing anything. So when you're just sitting around, that's all you're thinking about. You know, it was a terrible way, you know, to end the season, and we all were in bad moods for sure for a long time. But once you get back into your workout, you start using it as motivation, I think, and it starts to go away from there. And I guess you start to translate it just into a different feeling, just motivated. So yeah, after a few weeks, we got back into our workouts, and I think just really started focusing in on this year.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
Come
come out to Gallagher Way Wednesday, June 19th to celebrate the Wintrust Crosstown Series. 670 The Score will be broadcasting live starting at 9 a.m. with Bernstein and McKnight, Lawrence Holmes noon to 2, Mack and Parkins 2 to 6, and Zach Zaidman 6 to 7.05 at first pitch. Brought to you by Wintrust, presenting sponsor of the Wintrust Crosstown Series.
Coming up, Ian Rappaport in just 1 minute. We'll get the latest from the NFL with him. And also, the Patriots have accused someone else of cheating. 1 minute here on The Score.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station, Ian Rappaport.
Here's what we know right now.
Insider for the NFL Network.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Breaking news across the National Football League.
This is something that has been going on through the wee hours of last night, really round-the-clock discussions.
The Rap Sheet and Friends podcast.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Ian Rappaport with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Bottom of the hour brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, the Western Conference champion. Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making the 25th anniversary so special. Thank you, and see you in October. Ian Rappaport is on Twitter at Rapsheet. He's with NFL.com, NFL Network, and the Rapsheet and Friends podcast. This week, Gerald McCoy is the guest on the Rapsheet and Friends podcast, and he joins us right now on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. How are you, Ian?
What's going on? How you doing?
Well, we're dealing with the Bears kicker situation right now that has become absolute theatrical farce, and I don't know what to make of it. It gets sillier and sillier and worse as we go, and it's—I don't know how aware the Bears are, but is this? Are we getting to like national laughingstock levels here?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think the only thing that probably caused at least some rivals to laugh was the most important kick of the season bouncing twice off the upright and. Are bouncing, you know, once off the upright, once off the crossbar, and kind of falling harmlessly to the turf, ending the season. I think, you know, probably the Packers and maybe the Lions and Vikings all kind of laughed about that. Everything else to me is sort of just due diligence. And, you know, I know it's silly. I know the different ways that the Bears have tried to kind of cycle through kickers and sign a whole bunch of dudes you've never heard of and just try to find the right formula. I know it's a bit ridiculous. But so are kickers, you know? I mean, the whole thing is really strange, and it's a different animal. And however they get to the right answer, to me, it sort of doesn't matter as long as you have someone you can rely on starting in September.
There's a couple of us here at the station, Ian, that are of the opinion that whatever, you know, name kicker gets cut from somebody when they go from 90 to 53 will be the Bears guy. I'm in that camp. Is that your assumption, or am I thinking the Bears are going to actually follow this creative process to the end?
I think, you know, if you sort of look at the landscape of all this, I think it's pretty fair to assume that, you know, there's a decent chance the Bears' starting kicker for next year is not on the roster. I mean, we see kicker movement all the time. I mean, the guy who just recently, you know, became the highest paid kicker in the NFL, you know, right, Will Lutz for the New Orleans Saints, I believe was signed literally the day before the season 2 years ago, if I remember correctly.
The other domino there was that the kicker that they chose Lutz above was Connor Barth, and that's why Ryan Pace ended up signing Connor Barth to the Bears.
Right. And I just remember it was weird for me because I got a text that says, why is someone named Will Lutz walking through our locker room? And I was like, I have no idea, but I probably should find out. But yeah, so I think there's so much kicker movement. And there's so much, you know, guys who will miss a couple kicks in preseason, then be cut if there's a competition. Like, there is so much movement that someone is going to emerge, even if the Bears, you know, start training camp, say, without full confidence in the kickers on their roster. I mean, there's also, you know, some old dudes who are still out there. I mean, Sebastian Janikowski retired. Could he be coaxed out of retirement for the right money? He probably could. You know, there's some other guys who are at least out there and have some experience that the Bears could theoretically sign.
Do you get a sense, or does anybody tell you around the league, that the Bears just have trouble evaluating that position? We've been asking about, teams have those reputations that you just can't find, you know, cornerbacks, or you just can't evaluate tight ends, or whatever it is. Is there a positional element to this, or where are we at?
I haven't heard that so much with the Bears. What I have heard is just the sort of frustration or confusion with the Robbie Gould move a couple years ago. You know, I think that's probably the thing that throws everyone for a loop. And since then, since Robbie left and has obviously been very good, everything since then has been kind of downhill. You know, I'm not sure if it's lack of evaluating kickers. I think it's more, at least from, you know, my thoughts and from talking to people who do this for a living in the NFL, it's really more like finding a bullpen in baseball where you kind of try to throw a bunch of stuff at a wall. One guy sticks, catches fire, and there's your guy. And sometimes the last 15 years, sometimes the last 2 or 3 years. You know, it's really just more they haven't found the right formula yet. You know, and on the Robbie Gould thing, like, I'm actually still not sure I know the answer to that one, honestly.
Another topic here is that of the future of Mitchell Trubisky as he continues to ascend in the University of Matt Nagy here, and when, in fact, he's going to get his inevitable contract extension, or when those talks are going to begin. The Carson Wentz contract obviously has spurred a lot of this speculation, and I'm wondering where the threshold is now for the quarterback mega deal, where we always have those tired and warmed over debates about elite and what he deserves. Isn't the fact now that
Dak Prescott's going through that right now?
Right, but isn't the truth, if you're just good enough, if a team thinks they've got a bird in the hand and they don't have to go wandering through the quarterback wilderness, that's just the price of football business now?
Yeah, I'm not sure I could say it better, because it's really just, you know, you have varying degrees of franchise quarterbacks. You have your, you know, Tom Brady's or Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees, like, you know, those guys are going to get paid, obviously. Top of the market, like, whichever one of those guys is next is going to get top of the market, and then he's going to get beat by whichever next guy is. You know what I mean? So when you're that good and you get a contract extension, you beat the next guy, right? Then the next sort of group of quarterbacks is, like, just franchise guys. And that's when you have a quarterback and you are done looking. And obviously the Eagles are with Carson Wentz. Obviously, the Cowboys are with Dak Prescott, who's no doubt going to get a deal that's going to eclipse $30 million. I think Carson Wentz's deal sealed that. And then there's just everyone else. And, you know, wherever the Bears are now with Mitchell Trubisky, you know, my sense is they are not looking for a quarterback and don't plan on looking for a quarterback for a long time. I mean, barring something crazy, I think they are good. And so then it's do a deal as early as possible, because the price only goes up. Like, you know, the Eagles had some injury risk with Carson Wentz, but if you think those injuries are random or not going to be repeated, then they did a great job locking him in at $32 million per year on a deal that, on an extension that's basically starts in 2 years, because, you know, pretty soon, like, if Wentz is the MVP this year, then he probably will have left $4 or $5 million on the table. I think that's something the Eagles will take.
Is the new frontier on quarterback deals from a team perspective just futzing with the guaranteed money and creating, you know, outs for themselves a little bit like the Jags did with Blake Bortles? Or are you hearing, you know, other kind of creative bargaining issues that teams are trying to use given the state of quarterbacking?
Yeah, I think that the deal with the Jaguars and Blake Bortles is one that nobody wants to do. You know, to me, that was kind of worst case scenario for, I mean, I guess it worked out well for Blake. He got, you know, $7 extra million that he wouldn't have gotten from being cut, plus all that extra money on, I think it ended up being basically for him a total of $7 million more dollars. You know, you don't want that. What you want to do, if you're a team, like, yes, going heavy on the guaranteed money works because it gives the player security, but the reality is you're not going to cut him anyway. You know, if you're a quarterback and you believe in yourself, you know, I feel like you'd rather take the high-end dollars and maybe give a little bit in the guaranteed money because you trust yourself and you know the team's not going to cut you. You know, like if Derek Carr was free, Derek Carr doesn't have I don't think, any fully guaranteed money left on his contract. That's why we were talking about him as a possible trade. That's why, you know, if he doesn't do well in, with the Raiders this year, he's probably going to be cut or traded. He's going to sign for a lot of money. He has that confidence and he has that ability. You know, I sort of would rather, if I was a quarterback, give up some of the guaranteed money for the high-end yearly rate because you know you're going to get it.
We know Matt Nagy's been trying to have some fun to keep things light and interesting at OTAs and at these various mini camps. And now we've got this fashion of coaches springing it on players late in their practices. Like, look, you don't have to come in tomorrow, or we're doing something else tomorrow. It's sort of like when you're, you know, in third grade and say, we're going to have class outside today. Is this just a
wow,
new fashion?
That was always so great. Yes. And, you know, it is crazy, and I'm sure this will be debated for those who are still paying attention before the summer, over the next couple of days, is, you know, everyone fights for more practice time, but then cancels the last practice or whatever it is. But what you find out is that during the off season, injury risk is always so great and a little scary. I mean, you can't pretend these guys are in as good a shape now as they will be, let's say, in late August. So, you know, three practices in a row is a little scary to some teams because it does increase the injury risk and guys are get sloppy and tired and sometimes bad things happen. So what you see a lot of times is instead of three practices in a row, you cancel a third practice. Everybody goes bowling or mini golf or, you know, top golf or bocce ball or whatever. But I also think that, you know, once you sort of get out of the grind of like, all right, we need to kill these guys, two practices a day, 4 hours at a time, like, once you get out of that grind, then it's, you know, that thinking is basically gone. So then it's like, well, let's just get these guys, you know, they get in good shape themselves, basically. Let's get them to want to play for us, and giving them a day off to go play darts is not a bad thing.
Ian, reports are out that the Patriots have filed tampering charges against the Texans over Nick Cassiero. Can you X and O this a little bit for us, and what's the next couple of steps in this story?
Yeah, so that is true. The Patriots filed tampering charges against the Texans. And, you know, it's pretty clear that Nick Cassiero is the Texans' number one target. They want him to be their GM. It is hard to, right now, bring him back in New England after you've, you know, filed tampering charges to try to keep him there. To me, just kind of, you know, reading the tea leaves here, it feels like this ends in some sort of agreement for compensation, you know, because, you know, are the Patriots really going to hold Belichick's right-hand man hostage in a place he doesn't want to be? I have a hard time believing that. And then if you're the Texans, do you really go through all of this if, you know, you're going to, if Nick Cassiero is going to stay in New England? Probably not. So this, you know, to me, this feels like this ends in some sort of deal where the two sides come up with compensation and say, all right, well, Nick Cassiero can be your GM for, I don't know, a fifth-round pick or something like that.
Ian, I know you got some downtime coming. We appreciate your time as always, but enjoy whatever vacation you got coming.
A lot of golf, guys.
Nice.
Golf.
Good for you. Thanks. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network and NFL.com. Let's check in right now with the U.S. Open leaderboard to let you know what is going on at Pebble Beach. Scott Piercy is through five. He is three under. And then there is a group now at one under. Louis Gagne through six. Emiliano Grillo through five. Jovan Rebula, an amateur, is through three. Kyle Stanley is through two. And John Rahm birdied the first hole and is also at one under. U.S. Open coverage is brought to you by the BMW Championship at Medina Country Club. Boy, I'm on brand with my
Look at you.
August 13th through August 18th, 2019. Visit BMWChampionship.com. The Midday Midway is coming up. I have a place that really is making a pitch for you to move there. They want you to live there, and they're telling you why. Also, I have a disaster that could be facing the planet Earth that we hadn't thought about before, and we have no control over it, and it could doom us all.
Technology run amok, and perhaps a new food choice for your everyday. It's the Midday Midway. It's coming up next. Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
The rivalry is back. North and South Side baseball teams battle over bragging rights, and so do the fans.
Brzezinski knocked over to catcher Barrett. There's a fight behind home plate. Barrett punched Brzezinski right in the grill.
Whichever side of the fence you're on, join the Score broadcasting live from Gallagher Way next Tuesday and Wednesday for the Wintrust Crosstown Series. Bernstein and McKnight kick things off 9 a.m. to noon. Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2. Mack and Parkins, 2 to 6. And Zach Zaidman with pregame 6 to 7.05 at first pitch. Brought to you by Wintrust, presenting sponsor of the Wintrust Crosstown Series.
The perfect dining room table is out there waiting to be found on HomeDepot.com. No, you won't have to build it, because now at the Home Depot, you can get everything from dining chairs to dinnerware. And with easy in-store returns, bring it back if you do decide to build one yourself. Save up to 25% on select dining room furniture, plus free and flexible delivery. Shop decor now at HomeDepot.com. More saving, more kinds of doing. Valid on select items online only. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit HomeDepot.com for more information.
You want the big box of meat? You can still get the big box of meat, but you got to go get it because the opportunity to order online is not there. But it's cool because you live in the Chicago area, and that means all sorts of Omaha Steaks retail locations for you. You go in the door and you say, hey, Dan Bernstein sent me. Give me my big box of meat for $59.99, and you'll get it. It's usually $235, but if you mention that I sent you, it's $59.99 for this. 2 tender filet mignons, 2 bold top sirloins, 2 savory pork chops, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 massive gourmet jumbo franks, 4 crispy chicken fried steaks, a pack of all beef meatballs, 4 premium chicken breasts, 4 caramel apple tartlets, a packet of Omaha Steaks signature seasoning, and 4 extra Omaha Steaks burgers for free. 74% off. Go get it. Any of your Omaha Steaks retail locations, Streets of Woodfield, Naperville Crossing, Orland Park and Oak Brook Promenade. Walk in that door and let them know Dan Bernstein sent you.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This Saturday only, Old Navy's famous flip-flops are $1. Plus, get free flip-flops when you spend $24 or more in-store or online. Saturday only at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/15, solid color only. Limit 10 in stores. 5 online. Free offer valid before noon PST.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after 22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto-pay. Data and prioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
It all starts with just one thing. June is World Oceans Month. If you're planning a trip to the beach, be sure to use sunscreen that is labeled reef-friendly to benefit marine wildlife. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
So you say you need more Cubs talk in your life. We've got you covered with a new podcast from The Score, Into the Basket, starring The Score's Julie DeCaro, Evan Altman from Cubs Insider, and Brad Robinson from WBBM.
Did you guys see the dancing bullpen catcher?
That was wonderful.
Let me ask you this, because you guys are dudes. What reason does a grown adult man have to know every single move to the video for Single Ladies?
I don't have one.
Into the Basket will have all the latest Cubs topics, and you can listen anytime you want through the radio.com app. The Score's Into the Basket, available on radio.com.
You're listening to The Score through the power of Radio.com Sports.
Radio.com Sports. Stream The Score in all of your favorite sports stations. And it's so easy to download.
Keep listening for the best experts in sports. Tons of original sports content. Podcast Score and all your favorite sports stations.
Radio.com Sports. It's easy and it's free.
This is Radio.com Sports.
Thanks. for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
The information is only as valuable as the ability to get that information onto the field to make sure that, you know, we hire people that know how to synthesize the information and how to put it in the right context for the players to use. That's a big part of the game now, is being able to get the information actionable.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Over 15 women are diagnosed with breast cancer in Chicago every day. Join Komen Chicago for the 22nd annual Mother's Day Race for the Cure 5K Walk Run at Montrose Harbor. We're in a race with time against breast cancer, and your participation will help us cross the finish line as we strive to reduce breast cancer by 50% by 2026. Get a team together to walk or run this 5K along beautiful Lake Michigan. Register today at KomenChicago.org/race to make a difference.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Midday Midway brought to you by Eon Clinics. So we started out by talking about all the guys getting hit by baseballs in Coors Field yesterday and what was going on and what the protocols are and why we still do it. And then all the angry people on Twitter calling us the P word because we don't like the fact that pitchers can just throw a projectile at someone's head that could kill them, and therefore that's somehow rough or tough or some extension of one's manliness by inflicting violence on somebody else, and that's good because that's the way it's been done. And Ron Coomer, a vigorous defender of the old school baseball and how it's done, and we kind of walked through all of it, of what's real, what's not, how it plays out, how grudgingly players seem to go through the perfunctory dance of all this.
And how a lot of them, many players, are not really willing to play this game anymore. They're not interested. Some are, but a lot aren't interested in engaging in this stuff that they've been doing for decades.
We gave away Cubs Sox tickets. We'll give away more Cubs Sox tickets. And we talked football with Ian Rappaport.
So you've seen this all over the place. There's the Impossible Burger, right, that Burger King was pitching. There's the Beyond Meat stuff. I guess this is big business now.
Just yesterday I was noticing it in Mariano's. They've got Impossible Italian Sausage or Beyond Meat, brats that aren't brats, sausages that aren't sausages.
Have you had any of this stuff yet?
Do you know how difficult it is to get space in Chicago grocery stores, in main groceries? It is a war. Shelf space is, when people talk about food wholesaling and how the politics and the economics of getting stuff, they must be incredibly powerful because they have just appeared with high-end shelf space in the major grocery stores.
So one of the biggest names, Tyson Foods, is now launching their first plant-based protein brand called Raised and Rooted. That's the line. They're now making nuggets, vegetarian nuggets that taste like chicken, and blended burgers that still contain some beef but are arguably more healthy. I don't know. I can't tell if I'm interested in this or not. Every time we do, you know, the vegetarian stuff, we'll get somebody on the text line reminding everybody how much of a carbon footprint meat has, especially beef, and how bad for the environment is, how bad for you it might be, all this kind of stuff. There's a lot of people who testify to this as being good for you and good tasting. I know the fats aren't interested in it. I'm somewhat interested in it, I guess.
I would try it.
But there's a report in the New Food Economy. As Beyond Meat went public in May, they got a $1 billion valuation. They would, in May, just for making hamburgers and hot dogs that aren't made of hamburger and hot dog and plant stuff instead. I couldn't believe it was that big of business. I suppose it's going to get its way into it. And I would imagine, too, we are not long. You know, the White Sox have had a veggie burger at the place, or a turkey burger for a little while, which is, you know, I know it's not a veggie burger, but it's a different option. I would imagine we're pretty close to having this kind of stuff in ballparks everywhere, not just, you know, San Francisco or New York or something like that.
It's probably true, but you know where I am on this. I totally agree with you regarding the carbon footprint and all that. Insects.
Yeah, well,
I've got an alternative protein rather than having to use whatever it is, the pea flour or whatever they've got in
then
there.
You'll really enjoy leftovers next week.
Meet the Irish island of Aranmore. It's an idyllic island 5 kilometers off the coast of County Donegal. They want to boost their population because its population is down to just 469 people. The island is writing open letters to the people of the United States and Australia urging them to relocate there.
Really?
So here's the offer. Tell me if you're interested in hearing this. They're being offered the chance to swap the hustle and bustle of big cities for the calm and beauty of Aranmore. The island has recently undergone huge technological advancement and has become the recipient of Ireland's very first offshore digital hub. So not only are they offering new residents the chance of a delightful place to which to retire, the community is trying to make the island an attractive place for families and business people who work remotely. Aranmore has internet speeds rivaling Dublin, London, and New York City. And they list graphic designers, game developers, photographers, and app developers as some of the professionals who've made successful careers working on the island. And the letter says, your commute, no matter where you are, will only ever be 5 minutes. You'll have the best diving in Ireland on your doorstep.
The best diving?
Diving. Seafood to rival the tastiest New England chowder.
Ooh.
There are fewer people here than would fit in a couple of Amtrak carriages, but enough musicians and good Irish whiskey to keep the party going well into the night. The island is just 5 miles by 3 miles wide, is smattered with rocky cliffs, stretched beaches, and sea caves.
Huh.
So the population's been dropping rapidly, and it's hoped that with the advent of high-speed internet, by reaching out to America and Australia, Aranmore can attract enough people to transform it into one of the most attractive places to live. You in? You
it's,
open to it?
It's absolutely gorgeous. I'm looking through photos right now. I mean, these things, there are ruins and old lighthouses and cliffs and crags and stuff. It doesn't look like it's that far from the main island. I mean, like you could, not I, but someone could swim across this distance. You know what it looks like? Some of the uninhabited photos? The island that Luke Skywalker is on?
Yes.
In, I forget the name of that planet because I haven't committed any of those to memory yet.
Where old Luke is in seclusion.
Yeah, where they've got like the, you know, the weird little guys, you know, stomping on lightsabers and Chewie's eating one or two of them. It looks like, I mean, it can't be far, far from that island anyway.
There's the giant manatee with the green milk.
Yeah, you got to eat one of those things. Huh, interesting. Okay, so there is, we always like to keep up with the ways the world is ending here on the Midday Midway, and this story comes to us from Coronado, California. Around a dozen beachgoers in Coronado, California got more than they expected Tuesday afternoon after being stung by stingrays. 10 to 15 people were stung by increased stingray activity. Different stingrays, too. Obviously, this kind of thing hurts. They can kill. I mean, that's how the crocodile hunter went down, right? He got one right to the heart.
Yes.
They are somewhat dangerous.
Bad spot.
Lifeguards say a rise in ocean temperatures increased stingray activity. They were pushed up onto the beach trying to find warmer waters. That, in turn, bring people closer to stingrays. And when people get that close to stingrays, stingrays sting people. So,
eat them, too.
Just another... What? Eat who?
Stingrays.
You eat stingrays?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you can eat stingrays.
It's like skate wing.
They're all like skate wing? What the hell is a skate? Is that all like cartilage?
A skate is a relative of a shark and a ray, and it's delicious. It's in fact sought after meat.
What do they taste like? Like a jerky kind of thing, or what do you do with?
No, it's a big white fish fillet. There's a wonderful
really?
Yeah. Go get the stingray at...
They seem so thin and fibrous.
No. They're huge and meaty. Go to Sticky Rice at Western and Irving Park.
Been there.
And order the Stingray Shu Chi.
Okay.
It is a very spicy coconut curry that
sold.
Is phenomenal.
Sold.
Can you tell I'm hungry? All roads lead back to food. Astronomers have learned over the past decade that large solar flares, powerful bursts of radiation from our sun, are small potatoes compared to some of the flares we see around other stars. It is now common to spot super flares, hundreds of thousands more powerful, hundreds of times more powerful than the sun's flares. And earlier this year, researchers identified a star that emitted a turbocharged flare some 10 billion times more energetic than are seen bursting from the sun. And generally, they come from young, active stars. However, new research presented at the 234th meeting of the American Astronomical Society in St. Louis shows that even our sun is capable of producing some astoundingly powerful flares.
Excellent.
And they also believe that we are overdue.
Well, excuse me?
According to Yuta Natsu of the University of Colorado Boulder, said, our study shows that superflares are rare events, but there is a possibility that we could experience such an event in the next 100 years or so.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. So what is that? That's like an EMP, essentially, or are we talking about something that actually throws off the magnetic field itself?
Great question. Now, I did not know this. In September of 1859, a solar flare sent a wave of charged particles washing over Earth. It triggered one of the most powerful geomagnetic storms ever recorded, referred to as the Carrington Event, which is a Ludlum novel, whether it has to be. As the particles slammed into Earth's protective magnetic field, they triggered beautiful aurorae that stretched as far south as Hawaii and Cuba. Wow. You ever seen the Aurora Borealis?
No, I haven't.
I've seen it many times, and it is astonishing.
Love to go see it.
Absolutely
awesome
astonishing. It wreaked havoc on telegraph networks spread across North America and Europe. In fact, there are reports of the cosmically overcharged telegraph lines starting fires and shocking telegraph operators during the event. So, what would it do today? Because we are so interconnected and electronic, the assessment would be large-scale blackouts, satellite communication failure, strong radiation in space, which could do serious damage to instruments and astronauts alike.
Go Bears!
Natsu says we need to work on protecting our electronics and investing in radiation shielding and backup systems. He says this topic should start to be considered seriously from now on.
Yeah, we'll get right to that.
Yep, we're right on it.
Jeez. That's never getting addressed. This from The Takeout, one of my favorite websites on the planet. We're going to do more food here. It has been 15 years since Mountain Dew first unleashed Baja Blast. Long story short, there is now a new Mountain Dew flavor paired especially for KFC's original recipe chicken. Mm-hmm. We are making sodas to pair with fried chicken. And to your earlier point, you know, where Utsu says that we have to shield all of our communications devices and satellites and things like that. You know why we're not doing that? Mm. Because we're busy making sodas that match our fried chicken. Are you kidding me?
And the ruling from the I'm Fat podcast is... Got a little Ron Coomer in you there.
Well,
I'm curious. Okay. Go on.
All right.
Well,
I'm good.
That is the Midday Midway. We do every day here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. We'll get back to the Cubs and Rockies and the Cubs and Dodgers later tonight with our guy, Len Casper. He's going to join us just after a few.
We also have Cubs Sox tickets to give away at some point in the next hour. And after Len Casper, I want to bring up some issues regarding a White Sox promotion that people seem to have, and I think it's legit. That's all coming up. Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
It's Mac. The Rolling Stones No Filter Tour kicks off in Chicago on Friday the 21st, and The Score wants to rock with you. Start your night with Parkins and me as we broadcast live from Stadium Green, just east of Soldier Field, from 4 to 6, followed by our buddy Matt Spiegel until 7. It's all brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit 56david.com.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you're looking for a way to save some extra money this summer, I have it for you right here. You can pay less interest on your credit card balances by refinancing with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Look at the interest that you're paying right now, and chances are, if you're the average credit card, those rates are up at 18 or 19% APR. Stop doing that. LightStream is offering credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with AutoPay. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. There are absolutely no fees, and you can get your money as soon as the day you apply. There's more for a limited time because you're listening. You can apply now to get a special interest rate discount. And the only way to get this discount is by going to lightstream.com/Dan B. Lightstream.com/Dan B. LightStream.com/Dan B.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Dan B for more info.
Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole, along with other health and fitness leaders, and your host, Steve Cashel.
We know the operation works. You lose time by trying non-surgical treatment, so we're going to pull the trigger sooner than we used to, say, 15, 20 years ago.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m.